Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Hello ICANN 7 activities call taking place on Thursday, 25th of August 2016 at 0530 UTC. On the call today we have Siranush Vardanyan, Satish Babu, Ali El Meshal, Maureen Hilliard, Holly Ray, Kylie Chan, Cheryl Langenor, Amal El Khattab, and Pavan Budrani. Don't have any apologies noted for this call. And from staff we have Haydi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivante, Gisela Gruber, and myself, Yeşim Nazlar. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their name or speaking for the purposes. And over to you, Satish. Thank you.
Thank you, and this is Satish Babu for the record. Welcome to this meeting, and thanks, Renish, for letting me coordinate this. First of all, the objectives of this meeting, we had started out on planning for the ICANN 57 meeting in the previous call. This is to take it further. We might need these calls once every 2 or 3 weeks as we go forward. We have made some progress on some of the items. Other items, there has not been much progress. So we will discuss the various items as we go forward. And I'd like to invite your comments and questions on the activities that we are planning. So, first of all, we will start with an update from Gisela on the status of the official event in Hyderabad. So it's over to Gisela now.
Satish Gisela here. Thank you very much. I hope you can hear me, and not too loudly. With regards to the setup of the showcase, the only event that we've been notified of at present is the gala, which may take place on Saturday, the 5th of November. I think we need to rule that evening out, which is usually the Monday evening if we look at the normal scheduling of an ICANN meeting. So the options would be the Sunday the 6th of November or Monday the 7th of November. I don't think we want to be having it any earlier. The Friday wouldn't work because there is a potential dinner for the RALO leaders. So Monday or Tuesday would be good. Sorry, Sunday or Monday would be good options. And those are all the evening events I'm currently aware of. And also with regards to the catering for the showcase, I have been in touch with the catering department and they're still waiting for the quote back from the conference center and will let me know as soon as it comes through and I'll send it through on the mailing list. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gisela. So Sunday and Monday seem to be the two options. Do we have any preferences for either one of these? Any comments? Kranush, you have raised your hand?
Yes.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Kranush for the record. Gisela, just to check, is there any welcoming on Monday? Is there any welcoming gala or something planned for that from ICANN side? Or there should be no welcoming cocktail party or something just for planning purposes for our showcase? I don't want it to be the same in parallel with any other special event.
Siranush Gisela here. As I said, the only event I am aware of is the gala, which would be on the Saturday evening. So we need to keep that evening free. And looking at the block schedule that has been published on the ICANN 57 page, there are no social events or no cocktails as such mentioned yet. And they haven't confirmed whether there are going to be any networking cocktails. So hopefully we'll get a final on that just to make sure that at 1800 we can comfortably book our showcase without having any conflicting events at the convention center itself. Then with regard to third-party events being held outside, as soon as I hear of any, I will let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I may, just for a couple of more words. If Saturday is gala, that means that all participants will arrive by that time. So I think that either Sunday or Monday will work perfectly for showcase. So I'm okay for those, whatever people will decide. So I see the best preference for Sunday, so Sunday may be. Thank you.
Thank you, Pranush. I have Holi here. Holi, please go ahead.
Satish?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Very often in times past, we have had an ALAC dinner. Are we going to do that this time? Have we even started to think about that? Because that obviously takes most of us, or all of us, engaged otherwise. So, Gisela, are we even thinking about that dinner yet? Thank you.
Holly, Gisela here. To be quite honest, with the current logistics and put it this way, the information I'm holding at the moment is kind of steering us away from that. Just for the pure logistics in India and the number of hotels we're being accommodated in, there are 5 to 8 different hotels with the shuttles that will be running from the convention center all day to the various hotels. But then for evening events, it's going to be very difficult to find a restaurant that is going to be central and then to get everyone to that restaurant. So let's say we haven't said that we're not going to have one, but I need to look into the logistics a little bit into more detail, and then how we would organize transport to the event, etc., because we've been told that from some of the hotels it may not be the preferred option to walk into wherever the central area of Hyderabad is.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Oli. So I would like to ask if our staff, do we know where our hotels are and how far they are in terms of a commute? Because in order to decide on the time of the showcase, we might need to take into account if it's a very long commute, we might have to wind up early.
Satish, Gisela here, if I may. If Sunday Sunday and Monday, currently on the block schedule, I don't see any meeting beyond 18:30. The suggested time would be to start after the last meeting. So the meetings end at 18:30, maybe have a transition time of 15 minutes to allow people to arrive at the showcase venue or room, and then have the showcase 18:45 to possibly 19:45 or 20:00. And I have been told that we will be able to provide transport after the showcase to run back to the hotels. I'm sure that other people will be having late meetings and or gatherings. All the hotels, I've been told, are within 30 to 40 minutes away from the conference center. And that is apparently allowing for traffic, but that's what we have for now.
Right. Thanks, Isabella. Satish again. I think there is some consensus that Sunday probably would be better. And we have a tentative time as well, 18:30 to 20:00. So does that sound okay? Can we tentatively adopt this and go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, Ali, you have... I think there is some consensus now. We have three people who said yes. So Sunday evening, 6:30 to 8 p.m. is what we have decided. So I think... Gitala, please note this down and let us work around this time slot. Right. So, shall we then move on to the next item? So, the next item is the outreach and the back inreach. So Maureen has highlighted on the chat window the issue of sponsors. Heidi has said that during the next week, that was for people across, maybe it's supposed to meet for drinks and networking at hotels. Perhaps the showcase could offer a mix of Singapore networking and a bit of celebration. I completely agree. We are only kind of slightly worried about the total numbers because as of now we have a tentative number of 150 that we decided at the last meeting. We have no idea whether this is too high, too low, and there is no RSVP system to estimate the numbers of people. So barring that, we'll be happy to kind of provide a platform for networking. So any comments on that? The number 150, I don't know whether we can decide anything else right now because we don't have any information on the numbers. Okay. So... to understand that as soon as the people provide the prices, we can estimate how much you should ask for sponsorship. So now coming to the issue of sponsorship, before we get into the next item, so we have potential sponsors like Dot Asia, ATLD, Epinic, and ISP. So should we make a move now? Or should we wait till we have a budget ready? The budget would be 150 packs as utilities for a 60-minute slot, food, finger food, and I don't know. I don't think there is any scope for drinks. I'm not sure. So normally whatever we do, I think we need a code for that. And then we go ahead and start talking to the potential sponsors. Is that okay? Or do you think we should make a move right now, talk to them about potential sponsors? Holly, please.
Holly Rice, for the record, I think we should wait till we know what the costs are. Because if we're going to go for people and they say, oh, I'm happy to support you, how much do you want, and we don't know, I think we're going to look a little bit silly. I think if we're going to get money, it should be, well, we are planning on this amount of people based on these circumstances, and we are planning to serve X amount of drinks and nibblies and stuff, and it will cost X, and this much is available for me, for us, and therefore we need X. It looks very unprofessional if we don't have that sort of information before we go asking for money. So I think we don't want to leave it too late, but we do need a fair bit of information before we start asking for money, I think. That would be my guess.
Thankfully, I agree completely. Let us hear from Siranush now.
Thank you, Satish. Siranush for the record. I completely agree with Holly in this case. We can't go to ACT again to ACNIC now to tell that that will be showcased and ask them if they would like to participate in any way. So it may be then to may come back to ask for money. But we can say that we may be thinking or we rely on their support both financially and content-wise to see their intentions, how they will be involved, or it would be even better if we wait, and I assume not too late, wait for a quote to have the final prices for everything and to apply with them saying, we have this amount of money, we have this amount to be paid. Would you like to participate both financially and content-wise? That may be even better.
Right. Thanks, Danish. Maureen?
Thank you, Satish. Maureen for the record. I also sort of thought about the last time we ran a showcase and, you know, there were other things that we actually needed funding for. So we need to get a really good big picture idea of how much costs are going to be before we, you know, go out to seek the additional funds. But, you know, I guess we need to be looking at or thinking about, you know, like what we're going to do. I know it's only, like, we're planning for 60 minutes and probably a little bit extra, but you know, are we going to be able to, you know, bring in performers? Are there going to be other, like, special activities? Or are we going to do as we normally do and, you know, sort of like a little bit of gift-giving to people who participate? I guess it depends on what, you know, what sort of things are available, but things to think about when we're looking at cost. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. Satish again. That's also a valid point. We have to look at the non-food, non-catering expenses, which we have discussed in the past. They would be things like a cultural program with performers, maybe some giveaways. We are not sure what kind of options are available at this point. Gisela, can you let us know if we have to work? Do you have some system of organizing for cultural programs and giveaways, and what are the options available?
Satish Giesler here. Sorry, you were asking with regards to the giveaways, what the options will be.
The cultural event options.
Satish Giesler here. No, not at this stage. I mean, I can look into some suggestions and get some prize things, but yes.
Yeah, no problem. We just want to know if we can organize it through the ICANN system or we have to step outside and directly organize these things. So either way is fine, but we just need to know which will be better. So you can let us know maybe in the next meeting about the non-food items in the for this event, for the showcase. Maybe in the next meeting. Maureen is asking if I have a local contact in Hyderabad. Yes, we can organize that, but of course, the first priority would be to do it through our system, the AP Radio ICANN system, for overall ease of organizing things. And, of course, calling back if something goes wrong, etc. But we also have access to some of the local people. We can organize this as well. So I would like staff to advise us on which is the best way to go ahead. Yeah, Sadie is pointing out that the Festival of Light, Diwali, is actually very close to our meeting. It's on 30th of October, and our meeting starts from 3rd morning. So it is actually very close. And it's actually the time when we are organizing the School of Internet Governance, and some people have said they can't attend the faculty because of the fact that it's festival. This is a big festival in parts of India. So maybe we can use this as a theme also for our cultural event. So I will, we will hear from the recommended approach from staff in the next meeting. And with that, can we move ahead? Are there any comments? Right. So the next is the Itinerlo outreach. So last meeting, we had decided that Pranush will send out a mail to the government for the ALS's meeting, the India ALS's meeting. So that has been done. The letter has been delivered about 2.5-3 weeks back. But we do not have any response as of now. I mean, governments work like this, I suppose. But I will be following up maybe early next week. I'll be talking to the people and sending them reminders so that we will get a firm answer either way that they can support or they can't support. In the meantime, yesterday you might have seen the mail on the list. We have about 7 ALSs being represented at Hyderabad. I mean, these are people who are coming on their own. So our session for capacity building is certainly on. And we will be asking Tijani's working group to set up this session. As of now, we hope to have, we only have 7 now, but the Indian ALSs, I am optimistic. Plus, some people who are not confirmed in this last night traffic, like for example, IOC from China, I'm sure they will be sending a couple of people. So I think overall there may be about 10 people at least from different ETLO ALSs who are participating. Plus, we might also have some of the local communities participating, even if there is no government support for travel. And if there is government support, we're talking about 15 to 18 degrees in this session. So this is what I have right now for the ACLO outreach. Sylvia or Gupila, do you have any further updates on this before I move on to Maureen? Okay, so I will move on to Maureen now. Maureen, please go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Maureen for the report. Just about the sessions that you mentioned with the ALSs and looking at Tijani's model, is you've had a meeting with Tijani about that, the sessions he ran in Marrakesh, haven't you?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part, Maureen.
Yeah, I was just wondering. You had a meeting with Tijani about the sessions that they ran in Marrakesh?
Yeah, we had a meeting in Satish, back again. We had a meeting at Helsinki with Tijani. So Tijani has agreed. He was saying he would draw upon Aziz's experience in Marrakesh. And in fact, in Marrakesh, Tijani and Aziz had jointly organized that. And Aziz himself said that he will be able to also help with the session. So the session is on. Our task is to find the audience for it. So he is asking if the capacity building session focuses only on the ALSs. So my answer at this point, although it is not final, is that it is not only for the India ALSs, it is for the entire ACBLO community who is there. And the sessions are generic in nature. It is to build capacity for ALSs to improve their performance and pull them out of semi-dormancy, which is the case with some of them. So how to make them active is the central theme of this capacity building session. And there is no reason to limit it to either Indian ALSs or even to APRELO. It can be open to the entire at large, any of the ALSs, provided we have consensus within APRELO on that. So that's an open question. If you feel that it should be restricted to APRELO, okay, that's one option. The other is that we open it up and anyone can participate.
Right, okay. Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to clarify that, because you actually were talking, you mentioned Tajani in relation to outreach. But I think that, I mean, it sounds really good, but I was just wondering if we might be able to have a meeting with Tajani so that he could actually let us know, because I think that one of the things that we're going to have to do if we're going to open it up is that we'll need to get it slotted into somewhere. It's outside of, you know, I mean, it's a specific session, so we're going to have to make sure that there's a place for it so that people can actually attend. But we just need to know, you know, like, I mean, I'd like to know and get a clearer picture of what it involves, how long it's going to take and that sort of thing. So, no, thank you. That's all I wanted to know for now.
Right. So I think that's a very valid point. Staff can be slot with the session into the event structure, ensure we have a place for this. I don't know if Vijani has already requested for a slot. If not, we will have to request for a slot.
Sorry, Satish Giesler here. Do you mean the slot during the week to potentially put this as a morning session prior to the meeting starting?
I'm not sure that this 30-40 minute commute, how far it is suitable to round up a group of about 20-25 people and get the session to start at 10 in the morning. Ideally, it should be a regular session if there is time. Otherwise, of course, we can schedule it maybe prior to the regular session, whichever is feasible.
Satish Giesler here. Just with regards to the starting time, 8:30 is the earliest we can start in the morning, and we have been recommended to start at 9 o'clock just purely because of the transfer issues, as in, well, not issues, but the time, 30 to 40 minutes to get to the conference center. So the shuttles will no doubt start in time for people to get there at 8:30 at the earliest. So I don't see the capacity building session starting anywhere before 8:30.
It's 8 hours.
That sounds good, Satish, again. 8:30 is okay, I think. So I think you can go ahead and schedule it from 8:30 if required. Or else any of the other timings are also fine. Are there any further comments on the, do you have a consensus about opening up to other regions? Because there is, later down, there is an agenda that Maureen is talking about the tribal ambassadors. So we have the at-large community coming up from different places. Should all of them be a part of this capacity building session?
Sorry, Satish, could you just repeat that, please?
You want me to repeat what the point was about opening up the session for the other community members from the other railroads. Should this capacity building session be open to only Uttarakhand members or to all the at-large community members? Okay, we have Heidi raising her hand, but please go ahead, Heidi.
Thank you, Satish, and sorry it took me so long to get off of mute. So just a couple of points. The first is in terms of the tribal ambassadors, they're going to be attending all of the fellow courses. So depending on what time that is, and I believe they're generally in the morning, there might be a direct conflict with the capacity building sessions and the fellowship sessions. So that's something that you may wish to keep in mind. And secondly, in terms of the timing, starting at 8:30, you know, that's going to be the equivalent of, let's say, 7:30 or so at normal meetings. I mean, what we saw at the Moroccan, the Marrakesh capacity building session that started very early was that everyone waited until for about 30 minutes until there was a critical mass of people there. So a concern is that even if you do start at 8:30, that you're going to be waiting until almost 9 or so to get enough people to really move forward. So another option might be to consider something like a lunchtime academy course where people are already there. You might get people coming in anyway who are just wandering around, and that would also open it up to the tribal ambassadors as well. So that's something to think about. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Adi. I think that's also a good suggestion. Do you think the lunch break, because the early morning may be a bit of a drag. Maureen?
Thank you, Satish. Maureen for the record. Yes, I think that's going to be a real problem, actually trying to get anything started before the mass of people are timetable to arrive on the buses and shuttles and things in the morning. I mean, the AFRAO group had their sessions during the actual meeting time. I guess they started at lunchtime. And I think that we may need to think about that. Again, and also just reiterating what Heidi said about the tribal ambassadors, yeah, they're going to be pretty busy and other things, so this would just be, being able to attend this would probably, because we don't want them to be overloaded on top of the fellowship program that they'll be attending. If I can just do a little brief thing on them at the moment. The tribal ambassadors have been assigned to us because the Naralo wants them to get an idea of of the various cultures and experience the various cultures and that within the Apiralo, the diverse cultures of Apiralo. I think that my role is going to be mainly coordinating. I'm probably going to I'd like to make contact with the before Hyderabad, but also we will have some of our mentees in Hyderabad, and I may seek their support to be minders. during the week, scheduling them so that they get a chance to meet as many people within our RALO organisation as possible, and also people with diverse interests, so they do get around to see as much of ICANN as possible, but with a guide. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us. But, the capacity building and the outreach activities just probably need a little bit more looking into, and I'm sure we'll be fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. I'm sure it will be quite interesting, you know, kind of Indian meeting Indian. So is there some place you are putting down a program for the group? I'm looking at the page from Naralu. The project is announced here. Maureen, if you can tell us if there's any specific requirement that the tribal ambassador program requires, you can tell us, and we will have to then ensure it is organized. So we should, I think, move on. This is the page that was very good to us. Yeah, Maureen?
There are only two of them. So, it's not a big group. It's only just a couple. So I don't think there's going to be too much of a hassle working with them.
Right. Thanks. So now, can we get back the agenda page? So we have actually skipped over an agenda item, that is the talking to the ALAC capacity building group for outreach with NGOs at Hyderabad. Sylvia, do you have an update on this? Or is it Gisela? One of you, I think, has an update.
Hello, Satish. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, this question is regarding the liaison with the other parts of other constituencies of ICANN for NGO outreach in Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the moment, I don't have any updates about any other outreach activities going on within other ICANN groups. But remember we discussed the possibility, I don't know if you still have this idea, to do some outreach with local people in India, perhaps some students or NGOs that could be the people that we, APRALO would be doing the outreach to. Is that something that could be done? Is that even possible? Similar to what was done in Morocco, where APRALO invited some NGOs to participate and come into the meetings, and they had the opportunity to listen to some of the meetings and participate. And actually, two of them joined the APRALO afterwards. So I would like to suggest that if that is a possibility, that would be great for outreach for APRALO.
Okay, thanks for that, Lydia. I have a suggestion on this. There is an institute called the International Institute of Information Technology, which is about 30 minutes away from the ICANN venue. And in fact, this is the place where we are having the India School of Internet Governance also. It's a well-known school for information technology related areas. There are a lot of students there, and I can organize either of these students to come over to ICANN and attend some of the meetings, or some of our people, maybe one or two speakers, who can go to this institute and talk to the students there. Either way, we may be able to organize it if we want. So now the question is whether we can coordinate this with the any other part of ICANN. So I will just put it down as an activity, and if there needs to be any coordination with the NTEC or other parts of ICANN, we can maybe work it out. So are there any comments on any of the point, we have now gone to agenda item number B. The AB is covered, 4 is covered, 5 is also covered. Are there any other comments that in that we have missed out in agenda from 1 to 5?
Thank you, Sylvia. Fritish, may I speak?
Yeah, so I did go ahead.
Thank you. So just some options, rather than going out and getting, you know, addressing new students. I mean, we already have both the fellows that will have many people who identify with at-large and civil society, and we're going to, I believe, have a fantastic fellowship coordinator who will be able to coordinate very closely with this. And we also have the next-gen students who are hand-picked in a way or go through a process through the ICANN process that will be there as well. So, you know, I think what I would like to see, and Sarah, this is something that I'm going to be talking to you about in about 1 week more closely, is how we can coordinate much more, you know, with at-large and the existing programs of the fellows and the next-gen. So that's something that you might wish to consider is, you know, take advantage of those fantastic programs that ICANN already offers rather than going out and getting, you know, doing outreach to a group that we might not be able to sustain afterwards. Thank you.
All right, thanks. So we will take it up to this team. Okay, I saw another hand. Cheryl, do you want to add anything to this? I saw your hand up momentarily, but now I don't see it.
Thank you, Satish. Show off the record. I did take my hand down. Heidi headed in the direction, clever girl that she is, that I was going to suggest.
All right. So we now move on to sponsorship options, which we have already discussed. So we are waiting for the overall budget for the showcase, which includes the food which we now have. That's about total amount. Okay, we have some per person estimates of about close to $60, $60 to $150. About that's a lot of money. So I'm not sure if this budget is already available or we have to ask for it. But because that, Holi has raised her hand. Please go ahead, Holi.
Yeah, I think I'm going to repeat what I said. I think that there's a whole package of things that have to happen. I think the first thing that has to happen is thinking about the actual evening showcase and the cultural event, and I imagine that would be some kind of dancing, but it makes a lot of sense for the really close tie-in with the Festival of Light and maybe something that relates to that. That would be the place where we would presumably distribute some little favour. I mean, obviously it's not going to be expensive. It's the sort of thing we get in every meeting. But some little thing that probably will tie in with the Festival of Light. And then once we've got all of those figures and based on a budget based on 150, then we can do the sponsorship. So promotional materials are really, there's two parts to that. There's one, there's the little favors, but then do we actually want to do anything to promote the showcase event? I'm not sure that we need to spend money on that. I think Gisela can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's even just putting showcase event in the calendar, people always come anyway, and we can just, you know, at the next ALAC meeting, everybody can know. So I think the task ahead of us is an all-encompassing budget and then sponsorship. Thank you.
Thanks, Holi. I agree. The components for the showcase that we have identified so far are, number one, the food, number two, the cultural program for about 40-45 minutes around the theme of the Festival of Light, and number three, promotional material, which we have to discuss. I also see that there are two kinds of promotional materials, one meant for the showcase and another general one, because we are going to India and there may be people who want to know more about the Firelo. So our brochures, you know, might also be required outside the showcase. So we need a budget for these components, and I would request staff to provide us with the a general framework which we will then work, and maybe we can put it down and be on the wiki itself. Maureen, you go ahead.
Thank you, Satish. Maureen, for the record, I just wanted to sort of like raise about sponsors that you know, like that we are going to approach. We're going to approach to ask for funds once we finally figured out how much we need and how much we're going to have to ask for. But I just sort of like wondered too. I mean, it's getting down to the details, but you know, like I mean, we you know, usually have about 10 minutes or so for little speeches and stuff. And we need to like ask our sponsors, you know, like what would they like in return? I mean, they might want to put up a a couple of banners, or they might want to have a little 2 minute spiel or something like that. So you know, I think that we have to be be aware of that in order to get something, they'll probably want to do something for. So we just have to take that into consideration as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Maureen. Okay, so I think the sponsorship requires a little more work on it. So as soon as we have the budget, can we divide the sponsorship between us? Kylie can check with ISP if there is a possibility for sponsorship. I can check with the local government. It has already been proposed to the local government that they should sponsor part of the showcase. And perhaps Maureen can talk to EPTLD Pacific. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. So we can then put that down in the action item. Right. I think we have now reached the end of the agenda. We have a few more minutes if you so wish. Are there any other points you want to raise? Maureen, is that an old hand?
Old hand, sorry.
No problem. So are there any other comments that anybody would like to raise?
Satish, this is Sylvia. Just a couple of comments. Thank you first for querying the list about how many people are planning to attend the meeting, APRALO members with their own funding. I think that's very important because it will give us an idea of how many people will show up to the activities, and we can also customize the activities if we have 20 or 15 people coming from APRALO already. We know who they are, and so this will give us a very good idea of the capacity building, the type of capacity building activities, and even the program for the showcase can be customized if we have a good mass of people from APRALO. I'm thinking aloud. I remember it was in China where there was a very nice trivia moment where people from the audience were asked questions about internet governance, about APRALO, and that was very interactive and really fun for people to participate. So perhaps, I don't know, when we talk about the program, we can... Saran was in charge of that, I recall now. He was the moderator of the trivia, and it was a very interesting moment. So maybe something similar if we have a critical mass of people from APRALO. And once we know if the Indian areas are coming, that will also give us a chance to develop something more customized for the Indian LSs. So I think those are two key points that we should know very soon, hopefully. And thank you very much, Sabi, for taking the lead to obtain the hopefully a sponsorship from the government to bring these Indian LSs. So those are the comments. And we will and we will come back to you with a Gisela already obtained number, so Gisela will put it on an Excel sheet and we'll share with all of you so we have an idea, exact idea of how much money we need to fundraise. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Sylvia, for suggesting Padmeel about asking our community who are all participating on their own. So I think we will have to have a location where we keep all these names, and there will be more names coming in over the next few weeks because people are still finalizing their travel schedules. So we should be able to get a good group of people from Ethiopia, from outside India, and the Indian agencies, even if there is no funding, some of them will be present. And if there is funding, hopefully all of them may also participate. So I think that's it from my side. Are there any other comments? Last comments? I don't see any. So thank you all for participating in this call. Maybe we can have another call in about 2 weeks' time. Is that okay? So request staff to organize the next call in about a couple of weeks' time. So thanks again to everybody for participating. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The meeting is now adjourned and all of you will now be disconnected. Thank you very much everyone for your participation and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.